Zechariah chapter 5. Then I turned, and I lifted up my eyes, and I looked, and I beheld a flying scroll. And he said to me, "What do you see?" I answered, "I see a flying scroll. The length of it is 20 cubits, the breadth of it 10 cubits. And he said to me, "This is the curse that goes forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone who steals will be cut off on this side according to that scroll, and everyone who swears will be cut off on that side according to that scroll. And I will bring it forth, says Yahweh of hosts, and it will enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him who swears falsely by my name, and it will remain in the midst of his house, and will consume it with the timber and the stones of it." And the messenger who talked with me went forth, and he said to me, "Lift now your eyes and see what is this that goes forth." And I said, "What is it?" And he said, "This is an ephah that goes forth." He said, "Moreover, this is their resemblance throughout all the earth. And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead, and this is a woman that sits in the midst of the ephah." And he said, "This is wickedness." And he threw it into the midst of the ephah, and he cast the weight of lead upon the mouth of it. And I lifted up my eyes and looked, and saw that there came out two women. And the wind was in their wings, for they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heaven. And then I said to the messenger that talked with me, "Where do these go who bear the ephah?" And he said to me, "They go to build it a house in the land of Shinar, and it will be established and set there upon her own base." End of chapter.